It's Thursday, March 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Congress is working to pass a $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package to keep the economy moving while everything is shut down to help slow the spread of COVID-19. This will be the third emergency spending package Congress has advanced and the largest economic aid measure in U.S. history. It will include direct payments to Americans, help for small businesses, and help for hospitals and healthcare workers. Elena Treen, White House reporter at Axios, joins us for how the stimulus bill could help you. Thanks for joining us, Elena.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Congress is working on this $2 trillion coronavirus stimulus package. It's one of these rare bipartisan agreements that is being pushed through. And also, people have been calling it the biggest bailout in history. This is something that's going to impact ordinary citizens, the country, businesses, both large and small, pretty quickly, too. So, Elena, tell us a little bit about the bill, and then let's talk about how it's going to help people individually.
So, massive rescue package, around $2 trillion. So beyond that of what Congress had delivered and the government had delivered following the 2008 financial crisis. And its impact is really a lot of money, billions towards small businesses, billions toward large corporations like airlines and hotels and industries that are being hit very hard by this. Direct payments to Americans to help them through these economic hard times as we face a recession, as my business editors tell me, ahead. And it really is just, you know, it's a ton of money. I've spoken with a lot of people on the Hill. And mind you, you know, this was originally a Republican bill. It's really interesting to me that they haven't really thought that much about how to pay for this or worried about the national debt or deficit here. The focus so far has been very much so on trying to get much needed aid into hospitals, into communities, and much needed money into Americans' hands.
That's an important distinction. We really don't know 100% how we'll pay for all this. This is going to be added to the national debt.
The debt limit is actually suspended until 2021. So right now, it's not really a big concern. I mean, it's, of course, Republicans' national debt. The deficit is always key on their minds. But from a lot of Republicans I've spoken with, they look at this as a much longer term problem. And they look at the deal that they're dealing with now as something that's emergency. It's emergency funding. And they're worried about helping Americans, stimulating the economy and keeping people afloat during this hard time.
First and foremost, the country needs to remain viable. People need help throughout all of this. People aren't working. People are getting reduced hours. Just tons of stuff is going on. So first and foremost, yeah, we need to take care of that. But obviously, we know that this is very important for the president because the economy needs to be doing good for him to be also doing good on that front. So let's get into some of the details that we know. There's going to be direct payments made to a lot of Americans.
Most Americans will be receiving a one-time direct deposit of up to $1,200. Couples will get $2,400. And those will be phased out based on income levels. So if you make $75,000 a year or less, you will receive this full $1,200 payment that will phase out up until those who receive $99,000 annually. If you receive $99,000 annually or more, you will not get that direct payment. Families will receive an additional $500 per child. And this is true. One question I know that a lot of Axios readers have been getting is, what about those who receive Social Security or other means-tested benefit programs that's your sole source of income? This does apply to those people. If you rely on Social Security, you rely on other benefits, you will still receive these direct payments.
How about small businesses? I've seen that over $300 billion are going to be sent to small businesses. What do we know about that? And then is this something that they have to apply for and all that?
They're in loan guarantees. And so people who want to get a loan, there's $367 billion in loan guarantees for small businesses. And those are for these businesses that are keeping their workers on the payroll, even though they're still at home. And so they look at this as small businesses, companies, 500 employees or less. And they could get up to $10 million in forgivable almost business loans. And that is a very key thing there to say forgivable. So the way that they've structured this stimulus package is small businesses, well, these loans will be forgiven, whereas for some of the larger corporations like the airline industries and others, they will have to pay these back over time.
How about people that are unemployed, losing jobs because of this? I know that there's been a lot made about everybody just kind of cutting back, so they're having to start furlough workers, all sorts of stuff like that. What about unemployment?
The program's extended unemployment insurance program, Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader, has actually called it unemployment on steroids. It expands eligibility and offers workers an additional $600 per week on top of what they would already be getting from the state, and that will extend for 4 months. It also extends those benefits through December 31st, through the end of this year. And for load workers, can stay on as employees so that when this crisis ends, you can quickly go back to work.
We've been talking a lot about hospitals and healthcare workers and the shortages that they face with masks and other protective equipment. We know ventilators are a big issue for the most severe cases of COVID-19. What does this bill do for them?
So a big thing that a lot of Democrats had pushed for in these negotiations was to give more money direct to hospitals, provide more money to some of those supplies and resources that hospitals and communities across the country are in shortage of. So this will inject $100 billion into hospitals and the country's health system and provide billions in some of those resources, like PPE, as people call it, the personal protective equipment for healthcare workers, more money for testing supplies, more training and workforce development. And these are just a few things. I mean, if you go through the bill, you'll see there's a lot more in aid and defining exactly what different, if you're a nurse or you're a doctor, there's a lot more there for you. But these are the kind of broad scope of what they're giving to the health community.
And what about the big industries, airlines, cruise lines? They're getting hit especially hard throughout all of this. But this is also kind of a sticking point when they make tons of money also. And this time they're really getting hit hard. What about them?
$500 billion is allotted in loans to these large corporations, and $25 billion of that $500 billion is carved out directly for airlines. It's really $29 billion if you include cargo air carriers. So $25 billion will be given to passenger air carriers. $4 billion is going for some of the cargo air carriers. And then $500 billion in total for some of these other industries, large corporations, hotels, cruise lines, all of that will be wrapped into this. And this is something that a lot of Democrats had criticized initially and said they had called it the Treasury's corporate slush fund. But they have succeeded in creating an oversight panel, including a Treasury Inspector General, that will oversee the dedications of these funds and these loans. And again, these loans, unlike those of small businesses and the loans that they're getting, these loans will have to be paid back and they cannot exceed 5 years.
Elena Treen, White House reporter at Axios, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, and thanks for sticking with me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.